So what we tried to do was send to governance committee to come up with a rule that would clean the road, and came, because we had some people who missed 11 meetings out of 12. And so this is the best solution, and you didn't support it, I don't believe, but you were aware of it. So I think what's of issue today and what's before us today is whether or not we don't go with protocol, we don't go with what we've been doing for the last several people who've had these issues and make an exception. And I that's really what's here.
Okay, since I did ask you and tell you I was going to be gone, way in advance of any of the second part of the
meetings, been waiting.
That you do, in fact, what Jim Crafter suggests, which is, excuse me, posthumously for that.
Mr. Alon?
Or suspend the rule so that it doesn't apply. It's clear that the situation is not what you intended to accomplish by passing this motion.
Mr. Alon?
I have listened to all of this discussion, much of it very emotional. I wish people would control their emotions, even if they're the victims at hand. My position on this, I'm very strict in saying that we should follow the rules. However, given that Mr. Ryder did make it fairly clear to all of us that he would be gone for the summer, I feel that is asking for an excused absence in advance for several successive meetings, and that should have been reflected in the record of being an excused absence. And now we're saying that he didn't follow the rules, blah, blah, blah. So that is my position, and that's how my vote will be in favor of retaining him. Even now, so I agree that we should go with Mr. Crafter's motion now, vote on it, whatever, and move on with this meeting. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm confused. Is it three absences makes you off the board?
Unexcused.
Did not ask for an excuse. So we have a standing rule now that 3 hours in advance, four hours in advance.
Can you clarify?
Yeah, 3 hours.
According to the bylaws, anyone who has three unexcused consecutive absences loses their position.
That's a bylaw.
The standing rule, the special rule that we applied, did two things. It required, in order to request an excused absence, you have to request at least 3 hours before a meeting. And secondly, if you have three or more absences in the previous 12 months, you're no longer eligible for an excused absence. It's always to prevent excessive absences.
And in addition to that, what the committee and the LSB found was that, not Mr. Man in question, the member in question, but there were individuals on the board who would miss meeting one, meeting two, and get an excused absence for meeting three, and miss meeting one, meeting two, and get excused. So in effect, they were served. So this wasn't personal. They didn't even have anybody in mind when the motion was made, so one can't make it personal. But the fact that when it does apply, you're always going to have some trouble and some issues in applying it. But for the sake of where we are today, I can't support Mr. Crafter's motion. I stated what I, as chair and as a member of this body, because I believe that if we do one thing for one person and we didn't do it for another person a year ago or 2 years ago, we're just not respecting rules. So the best thing, the way I see moving forward, is for 30 days, the position is open. The member can file for candidacy and I'm here on one out of 24, but I've already stated that I would support him. Go ahead.
Since we're all stating our vote and our opinions, I'll take my time to say I support the motion.
Okay.
Since you don't support it.
Go ahead.
So let's go around that way, I guess. I think that
to conduct another election is, you might say that it's parliamentary, that's the proper procedure, but it's not. I think it's clear that before we pass this motion, he verbally told the whole board that he was going to be missing.
So repeat.
So George Ryder said to the whole board that he was going to be missing. So I don't understand. And it was clear that we all heard that. Alon heard it. I heard it. You heard it.
So let's get to the vote.
I don't understand how this.
So let's just get to the vote, okay?
Let me have a point of information.
Go ahead.
If I were to say in a meeting that I have to go out of town next week, or next month, I need an excused absence, would that?
No, the rule that we passed said that you need to send a mail to the whole LSB, not to individual people, to the whole LSB, and we put exactly LSB at kpft.org is exactly what we passed before, 3 hours before the meeting, because the idea of this was solving, and we know, and we keep working about this because we are trying to look for an excuse. The rules are rules for everybody. And like I said, I agree that George is really a good member. I totally agree with that. But my question is, why the rules apply only to some of us, not to everybody? The rules are rules apply to everybody.
So I wanted to respond to something that Teresa said in respect to what she said. You're right about what you said. We all heard George say he's going out of town.
Before we pass the motion.
And I did not request an excused absence on your behalf. I apologize. Who did?
Hey, I didn't think about it.
Didn't think we needed to.
Nobody.
We thought that was.
It was before we passed the motion that.
A lot of people made a bad assumption.
I have.
You still have to request.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
We specifically wrote that this is how you request an excused absence.
It's a point of information.
But that was written after he had already told us. You've got to
take her first.
That's the difference.
I'll recognize you in a minute. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Secretary, you have said, I've heard you say that people requested absences and they didn't do it to the lsb.org. They've done it to KPFTX. In fact, I think one of them tonight came through KPFTX. Did you excuse that absence?
No.
No.
Okay.
They didn't ask that before we passed the rule.
No,
we
today.
I think, go ahead.
I hate to say this, but we need another motion. I'm not going to make it. Now listen, Joseph loves his little rule. Okay, Adriana loves her little rule.
It's our little rule. Everybody,
we all love our little rule. Our little rule needs to be changed to say if you're on record at our LSB meeting, that also counts for the future. So when Wesley says, I'm not going to be here next meeting, he shouldn't have to go home and.
Okay, well, we can change that rule in the future, but that ain't what we're dealing with right now.
That's what I said.
We can change that rule in the future. Make an adjustment.
I'm glad the chair agrees with something.
Obviously, I agree with you pretty much. You've only been speaking the most. Nevertheless, what we have before us is the fact that this motion that is before us is out of order. It does not comport with the principles and precedents that we established in the last 2 to 3 years. Yes, sir.
Well, this body is entitled, I'm assuming that the motion you're talking about is the first one that.
The third one, the fourth one?
I'm sorry, that's.
Why are we going on the first one?
That's pejorative to Mr. Crowder.
Right.
He's had three motions in front of him.
What you just said was pejorative to Mr. Crowder.
No, it's not.
You were making fun of
him. It's a fact that he stacked motions on top of motions.
Okay, I want to speak to what I was trying to say.
We still don't know what the motion is.
I understand Mr. Kropka's motion that I should be reinstated in this position which I was removed from before I got here. You're ruling it out of order on the grounds that it offends precedent. It isn't our precedent. It isn't a bylaw that you do it that way. It's just a precedent. And this body is entitled to change precedent as it wishes. So it is not out of order. It is in order. It is one of the ways you can put me back on the board. Another way would be to observe that, in fact, I asked for, you can take my telling you all that I was going to be missing as a request for an excused absence before this rule was passed that you had to do it before 4 p.m. So I actually asked you before that became the rule. Or you could go back and someone who voted the other way to uphold this rule and throw me off the board voted for that could ask to reconsider. So there are three different ways I think you can put me back on this board. I believe Mr. Krafka's motion is on the floor.
It is, and it shall be dispensed of.
And it is in order.
Again, I ruled it out of order.
I'd like to overrule the chair.
You challenge the chair.
I challenge the chair.
Very well. Mr. Secretary, make the note that it's been a challenge of the chair. And for this purpose, I am going to relinquish the chair to make a point and to make an argument.
I don't even need to speak to my overruling. Okay. I'm that confident.
Mr. Secretary, could you take the chair for a moment?
Yes, sir.
And the rationality of the board.
Very well. Please speak to the. I believe the chair gets the opportunity to defend themselves first, and their argument, I believe, then is made against the chair's ruling, and the chair gets the chance to then summarize and complete. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Please, Mr. Chair, make your defense.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As I said, I'm not getting wrapped up and tied up as a personal vendetta against anybody, because I don't have any personal vendetta against anyone. I've made it very clear that I appreciate the current board member's work and would support him should he decide to run as a replacement. But I am not going to support the fact that the established procedures, the precedent that was set with Mr. Eddie Garcia, is in writing. There are two or three other individuals on this board that should have been off as a result of this rule, but because of my inaction, unwillingness, and using as an excuse, assuming the helm from Mr. Gold, who didn't address it, and then trying to get myself in order, moving this board forward, months passed, and I felt it's nothing I could do at that point. Well, I'm being proactive on this one. Because even the next chair will have to make a determination of what is the procedure, what is the precedent. And since no exception was made for Mr. Eddie Garcia, no exception should be made tonight, period. But I reiterated it, fourth time I'll state it. I respect this member so much that I'm on record saying I will support his candidacy for the replacement. But I'm standing tall on the fact that you just can't change things because someone is more important, or someone is beautiful, or someone is prettier than the next, when in fact you already did it two or three years ago based on the numbers. And again, the intent, or whether or not the member stated in an open forum that he wouldn't be here, well, I've heard that over and over, but I didn't hear, I won't be here in July, I won't be here in September, I won't be here in August, specifically when I won't be here. That's why you make this, that's why you send the thing. I don't think you have a right to respond. You asked her not to respond. So let's be consistent. Now,
Does he need coaching?
Nevertheless, as I stated, it ain't personal, and you ain't gonna make it personal for me, because I've done everything I could to bend over backwards accommodating members of this body whom I know violated the rules. But I stood with them. And in this time, I will stand with this member. But I'm going to stand with this member on principle, on procedure, on process. And whether you want to change that procedure or process, do it. But you're going to do it over my objection. I close.
Okay, Mr. Crafty, would you care to speak to your challenge?
The board has a right to vote on this matter. It has nothing to do with precedent. Precedent would be the fact that George, the whole time I've been on this board, has not been here every summer. He's a teacher. He goes in the summer for his summer leave, okay? He stated, I'm not going to be here this summer again. Maybe I added the again, but we all knew it was going to happen, right? We talked about it. We heard it on the record. We, as Adrian has said, who's nodding her head no, who calls him ignorant over and over and over to make him sound.
Please let Mr. Krafka speak.
He needs to do that to make him sound.
Please.
She said under the Eddie Garcia president, I'm so sorry, the Eddie Garcia president, that the recording was not used, okay? So we set a precedent.
Please, Mr. Kratman,
please. We
Kratman,
set a precedent with that, okay? We have every right to vote on this, and I'm glad to hear that the chair is going to vote with me on this when it comes time for the vote. So please be rational. Let's change the rule in the future where it says at our recorded attended meetings, you can also ask for an excused absence in the future. Thank you very much for your participation and arguing this for 3 hours.
Is there anyone else to support the position of the chair? Ms. Castaneda?
Okay. Someone's
going to
put your hand up higher.
Is it required?
First of all, the bylaws said that which absences have not been excused by a majority vote of the LSV members present at the meeting in question. The meeting in question is, you cannot retroactive, you know, excuse somebody. That doesn't exist. That is not here. But it's more than that. We are being discussed that because we believe that some people are big and that the rules. But basically, George said that he was thinking that all was done. If that is true, why you send an email July 8th asking for an excuse absence? Because you understood that in the meeting before, we approved that rule, and you sent an email. It means that it's not that you said, I did it and I don't worry anymore. No. You sent an email the next week. You sent it late. That's an approval, but you did send it. It means that your intention, that you have the intention just to talk about the issue, is not true. You accept the rules when you send an email asking for that excuse absence.
May I say that this is actually irrelevant to the motion that's on the floor?
I'm still having
Please, please let Ms. Casanova speak to her point. Mr. Ryder, please.
Okay. When I was talking about Ms. Krafka, I'm sorry, Mr. Krafka, that sometimes I don't speak that clearly, but what I said, what we always said, is we have recorders. And we have emails. Our emails, according to the rule that we pass, our email said, in order to be excused, you need to send an email, not to individual, to the whole LSB, at least 3 hours before the meeting. That is what we pass. Why? And that is what I worry about, George. And you can answer to me if you want, you take it like a, you know, privilege if you want. What I worry is that you are normally the parliamentarian. You are normally the person that abides by the rules, but no one applied to you. I think that the best thing that you can do in this case is not tie us during the whole damn meeting, trying to hold you above the law, above the rules. That is what doesn't make sense. Doesn't allow, the bylaws said that you cannot retroactively excuse somebody. You are not complying with the rule. You accept that you need to send an email because you send it. Late, but send it. I mean, how can you call now that it's something different? That is the part that I don't understand.
So let me say again, there's nothing to do.
Mr. Ryder, please. I'm going to.
What is the point of personal privilege like to respond?
What I was going to ask for is the next supporter speaking to the point of Mr. Kratz's motion. And I believe Mr. Alon already asked for that.
Okay. My understanding is that there is no violation of procedure here. If the rules in question that are being enforced to remove him were voted on or put into effect after he had already stated that he would not be at the successive meetings, to, regardless of whether he sent a July the 8th excuse or not. He had already been excused, in my impression, by stating that for July and August, he would be not here. You know, those should be counted as excused absences, period. Therefore, the whole question of removing him would be moot.
Okay.
Told him okay.
Are you
That's the problem. Please.
Is the next person, we were speaking to oppose the position of the chair, is the next person like to support, is there anyone who would speak to support the position of the chair? Nancy.
Before May, when we voted on this.
The good thing that this take into.
Please.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. He's asking me who ordered me to go after George.
Yeah.
That is
Mr. Crafton, please sit down.
That is what you are supporting. Somebody asked
Mr. Crafton, please refrain from harassing the other members.
If you don't want to turn it into an attack, that's what it is.
Yes. Please refrain from harassing the other members. Ms. Sayamarabar, will you please continue your statement?
Before May, we had put in practice because of so many, he's coming, he told me, he's told me he cannot come. And so we had to, did he really get the, we didn't have any kind of evidence. So we already had in practice before May, when we passed this, that you send an email to the LSB, an email. So we have some evidence, and not just say, she told me she's needs to be XCR. He has to go to work or something like that. That was so confusing and not right evidence. So what?
So in a court of law.
Please, Ms. Sayamarabar, speak. All right. Thank you. Who would like to speak to opposing the ruling of the chair?
Point first. Excuse me.
Which I will give you an opportunity.
George, you want to speak?
First of all, what is the motion that's on the floor?
I move that we excuse George Ryder's absence of July 15, 15.
Okay. I didn't think that that was the motion on the floor, and I didn't think that that's what the chair was speaking to, so I'm not going to speak to that.
Okay, I would like to speak to it.
Okay.
Okay, right now, the way we passed it, if you are sick, if you find out that you're sick two hours before the meeting, it's too late to ask for an excused absence. If you're in a car accident on the way, you can't call in and ask for an excused absence. If your mother is ill, as Tony Cox's was,
Not speaking to the merits of this particular item. We are speaking to the merits of the challenge.
Yes, and you called it out. You said that it was out of order.
Yes,
and
it is.
I'm saying
her comments are
not
to the issue.
No, her point is well taken. The ruling of the chair was that the motion, I move that we excuse George Ryder's absence on July 15, was not in order. And the chair ruled it was not in order. It's been challenged that I suppose it is in order. So
I think it is in order because the rule that we passed regulating that you had to send an email was passed after he had already asked and told everyone that he was going to be absent for 3 months or 2.5 months. So how can we hold him to saying he has to email something when we created that rule after he'd already told us? And I think that in this instance, the rule was a little bit illogical.
Teresa Allen.
Thank you for your patience.
Is there anyone else who cares to speak to this, to whether the original motion was out of order?
I call the question.
Is there a second to call the question?
A second calling the question.
Question is called. For those who support the ruling of the chair, please raise your hand. I myself will also vote. Those opposed to the ruling of the chair, please raise your hands. Eight. As I recall, doesn't that require a two-thirds majority to override? Simple majority? We have 8-7.
Yes, I'm voting. I have to vote for my motion. I mean, for my ruling.
Then we have
you taking the chair back?
No, I'm voting.
Just to re-verify, please vote again. I just want to make sure we got the vote right. For those supporting the ruling of the chair, please vote now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Those opposed to the ruling of the chair, please vote now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I confirm my first vote. So the majority carries, the ruling of the chair is overturned.
We need to vote in.
And I relinquish the chair back to the chair.
Very good. Okay, now we're up to voting for the motion. We've already discussed it at length, ad nauseum. Are you prepared to vote?
Yes.
Those in favor, again, let's repeat the motion.
Jim Krafka's motion. I move that we excuse George Ryder absence of July 15 of 2015.
But that wasn't the motion.
That was the last motion.
That was the last.
This is the last. This is what was challenged.
Okay. That's not the one he announced. It's just the one he
announced.
There were a bunch. I can announce it. I have to write it. Don't you remember?
There were many versions.
There are various versions of the motion.
I'll read again the motion. I move that we excuse George Ryder absence of July 15, 2015. That is the motion on the floor.
All right. Now, those of you in favor of the motion, please raise your hands to pass the motion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
We didn't have a meeting on the 15th.
That's what she said. She said he was absent on July 9th, July 15th.
No.
Yeah. Please.
Yeah. So, okay.
Please, we're in the middle of a vote.
What are we looking at?
I count 8 votes for. All those opposed to the motion, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 are opposed. Motion passes.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
We are changing a rule since when passed with simple majority.
Well, the motion passed.
We already moved him out. We have
motion to suspend the rules requires 2/3.
It wasn't a motion to suspend.
This, in effect, is suspending the rule.
No.
It is suspending the rule.
Now, who's not?
No, you're doing it after the fact. You're not going to change the efficacy and what you're doing. Now, you can vote, but you're not going to make it up as you go.
Come on.
So you, in effect, are suspending the rules.
My motion says nothing about suspending rules.
You don't have to raise your voice
because we're not going to hear you any better anyway.
I would like to overrule the ruling of the chair on this. I had said nothing about suspending the rules.
You don't have to excuse
the
very act. And I have parliamentarians in here, including Mr. Ryder and including Mr. Ted. Now, in fact,
Kevin.
Did I give your opinion of whether or not this act is suspension of the rules in effect?
You want my opinion?
Well, thank you.
Well, I want your opinion on whether or not this is in effect a suspension of rules action.
Read in the rules.
That's in effect what I'm asking you to rule on.
Read the motion.
He doesn't know the rule.
What is the rule that is being suspended?
Thank you. Excusing an absence?
The fact that...
Robert's rule says that you can go back to minutes that are incorrect at any time after you have had a meeting to correct the error or omission that was in those minutes. Pacifica says that these meetings are supposed, every effort should be made to stream or broadcast these meetings, which would in effect have a record of what transpired. We have overlooked the fact that these meetings, no effort is made to stream or broadcast these meetings. We have so many rules that we do not follow. But this one on the ability to go back to previous meetings, to the meeting where George said, I'm going to be gone for the summer, and I'm not going to be here, and the body apparently, and we don't have the streaming or the record of the meeting here, but it would indicate that he made the request and that his absences should have been excused. You did not have at the
Ted,
time
I'm sorry.
That rule.
Yes, we did.
Well, in effect, the question was asked.
Nobody expects to miss three meetings and still be on anybody's board.
The question that was asked to the chair was, what rule is this in effect? And the rule is that you make a request on the LSBKPFT email trail, and the record was accurate in the minutes. So this is not a question about going back to the minutes. Yes, sir.
You raised that point of order. It was challenged. The point of order failed. You can't insist on it now. The motion is the motion was out of order, failed. The motion is in order. It was passed.
He asked for bills.
No, that's not the question. The question is, what barrier would we need to overcome? And the fact that it is, if you want to have another vote on that, the fact that this is changing and making an adjustment, suspending the rules.
You need a two-thirds if you want.
I mean, anybody who knows anything about parliamentary procedures realize, if take your blinders off and realize this is suspending the rules.
Why you ask for bills?
The fact that a member asked for a excused absence before 4 p.m.
You asked for bills.
And emailed to the list.
That's the rule.
Email to the
And like I said,
and that
I just
changed.
Wish you would have agree that just let's deal with this thing, because it's the fact that we are arguing and we're really making ourselves as a body look like we're bending over to accommodate a member, and to hell with the rules.
That's what it is. Point of information. Did you not, Mr. Chair, did you not earlier say that you were attempting to reach people when they got to the point where they were going to be removed? You were attempting to reach them. Did you try to reach him and say, you know, you're missing.
No, this is the first time I started this, because I saw what was happening here. So, no, the fact that this business occurred to my attention today is when I immediately reached out to Ms. Lopez to make sure she was aware that this would come up to her doorstep, too. And if it brought to my attention that another member is at two at the door, I will be willing to send them that email and say, hey, you up against this rule. What you going to do?
Chair, we spent the whole night discussing a rule against Mr. KPFT. George Ryder.
That's Pacifica. That's what we do.
But the second problem here is why people do not accept that is something that we judge at their time, at their meeting. We are suspending something that we already do. We need the two-thirds. You don't have the two-thirds. Don't do it. When we were passing this rule, one of the first things that we said, people have always the option, if they didn't do it at the meeting in question, you can ask for the two-thirds, and with the two-thirds, we overcome the rule. That is what we say even when we were discussing that issue.
Those members who studied who studied broader rules of order, they know that.
Yeah, you asked for Bill. Let's hear from him.
I didn't ask for Bill.
Yes, you did. You sound like Ted's answer. Your homework.
Point of order,
yes.
Mr. Chair. You asked for Ted Weisgill's opinion. He told you that that you could, that the minutes could be corrected if
yeah,
we
yeah, that's right.
Could we not correct, I mean, I'm still not sure why we should have to go through this, because he clearly asked the group's permission for an excused absence before we even passed this mandate. But if we need to correct the minutes in some way, can we do that?
Yes, 2/3.
Go ahead.
Can I speak to this?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Specifically in the rule, I forget, I believe it was at Bob Mark's insistence, a date was included, that absences after the date of the May meeting, which we passed it, was when the rule applied to specifically. The rule includes that. So absences after that date required the 4-hour advance notice and email.
But if in May he said, I'm going to be gone in June, July, August,
just read the rule.
Specifically, again, what I'm pointing out to you is that, because what we're arguing over here is whether this is suspending a rule or this should be passed by a majority vote. Because if it's suspending a rule, it requires a 2/3 threshold. Therefore, you can always vote by a majority to go back and correct minutes. But you're asking to do those, not to correct the minutes. You're asking to go back and change something on the minutes, something that didn't happen, and we was not excused on that night. If it had been, that would be a correction. If we had done it and it wasn't in the minutes.
Ted Weisgel, if you voted against the first item, the first motion, if you could just ask for reconsideration, which only takes a majority.
I didn't vote against the first motion.
Robert Rules of Order, suspension of rules, and a parliamentary procedure. Suspension of rules is a procedure in which the deliberative assembly sets aside its normal rules of order to do something that it could not do otherwise. It is often used to bypass lengthy bureaucratic procedures to approve measures for which little to no disapproval is expected, and thus greatly expedite business. The idea behind requiring a 2/3 majority of members present and voting to approve the motion is that every member opposed to the motion, there should be at least 2 members in favor of it. So according to Robert's rules, it's clearly what you're doing is a suspension of the rule. And there's no question to me about that. Robert rules say you are required to have 2/3 vote for that. Now, whether or not you want to willy-nilly go around it, throw it away, dust it under the rug, but I am going to put it in the record. You've been informed. Vote according to your conscience. Let's get a stack, since we've got so many folks that want to speak. I think I saw Mr. Rogers.
Let me say that I think you are correct. That the motion as it was read.
Raise, hold on, now get your hands. I want everybody.
I think you are correct that the motion as it is read, in fact, is a contradiction to the rules as they were passed, and it does require 2/3. I thought that what you were speaking to was an earlier motion that that you brought up, which was to simply put me in the seat, allow the previous motions to be fulfilled, and simply put me in the seat. So. That's what I thought your point of order was about, but I was incorrect. You are correct at this point. That motion requires 2/3.
Thank you, Mr. Ryder, because I know you're adept to the Robert Rules of Order. Go ahead.
But
yes, ma'am, we got your vote.
But the chair had previously ruled that my motion was a suspension of the rules, which I asked to overrule, which was successfully overruled, meaning that the next vote did not require suspension of the rules.
But even though it passed vote. Illegally. You have no authority to vote a majority for changing rules.
You want to revisit?
We have to, because in effect, most members didn't realize it was a 2/3 majority. We voted on a simple majority, Mr. Crafton. No, the motion didn't pass in effect.
Yes, it did.
The motion did not pass in effect. You know math very well. What was the numbers?
8-6 for a 2/3 majority would require 10 votes.
You out of order.
Now, I overrule that.
You're out of order. Yes, sir.
I overrule that.
What was your ruling about? Jim is saying that that the point of order was whether or not this was a suspension of the rules.
Thank you.
I didn't get that, but maybe it was that.
It was that.
Well, in effect, it was that, and it doesn't comport to.
If it was that, yeah. It doesn't matter what the rules are or what Robin's rules say. The board has the right to declare that
with two-thirds majority. You're absolutely right. With a two-thirds majority. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
May I please finish?
Yeah,
I have the two-thirds.
If you say that your ruling was that this was a motion to suspend the rules and was out of order as such, which it wouldn't be, actually, it's a motion to suspend the rules is in order, but if you were ruling that this was a motion to suspend the rules, and implicitly that would require two-thirds, and therefore it was out of order, and you were challenged, and the board decided that it was in order, then it's in order.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's not a revision of the rules.
Thank
Although
you.
I agree it is.
All right.
Point of order.
We're going to hear the lady. Period. I don't recognize him. Go ahead, ma'am. You have the floor. You don't have to acknowledge him.
Mr. Chair, we have a really terrible situation here, and you see, they keep inventing and keep discussing. What George is saying, if you keep that logic, means that we require two-thirds of the vote, but then we can overrule the chair, and then we don't have to worry about that. Two-thirds of the rules.
That's correct. Well, I've seen it done. It was done to me.
May I
speak?
I'm sorry.
Well, let me go to the side.
I have a request, and I would like to move this along. Okay? First of all, a point of information. My understanding is that if you were removed from the board for some sort of malfeasance, then there's some prohibition against you running again.
No.
I know that's true for the PNB if you're removed by referendum. And it's 3 years. I don't know whether that's true here or not.
This is not malfeasance.
Yes,
it's being regarded as malfeasance.
By you, but not by those who voted.
I'm sorry. I didn't follow the rules. That's the malfeasance.
That's not malfeasance.
What I would request of you all, those of you who want to see me on this board, I request that you go back to what Jim Krafka said earlier. Just put me on in the vacancy. We'll go along with the fact that I've been taken off.
I second that.
I can't move the motion.
I make the motion.
And that is certainly within the power of the board to do. It is not a revision of any rules. It's a revision of precedent. I thought that's what you were speaking to. But in any case, it seems to me that would be my request. So I can get on with my life. So I can continue working for this board. So you all can get on with your life. You know, the notion that somehow you must follow the rules without taking into account the circumstances of the rules is fundamentally contradiction to the way our legal system works, even in a court of law. People understand that circumstances matter, and they ought to matter in this situation. So I'm asking you to complete this evening by putting me back on the board in the manner that Jim suggested.
Section 10, filling of vacancies. If a delegate position becomes vacant midterm, that delegate shall be replaced for the remainder of his or her term by the highest ranked candidate for the last election of delegates for that class of members for that station who was not elected and who is available and continues to meet the delegate eligibility requirements as set forth in section 2A or 2B of this article, of these bylaws. In the event that no eligible and available candidate from the last election is found, then the delegates for that radio station shall appoint a member of the appropriate class to serve as a delegate and fill the seat of the remainder term. And for the last 3 years...
I need to add what he said, because you said about not being elected. That say very clear, when you are being removed, section 90 and 9E. And what the what we are applying is 9C. It means you don't need to have to be removed 3 years. No, this is very clear in the Pacifica bylaw.
Okay, fine.
He'll be meeting tomorrow and he can't participate.
No.
Yes, Mr. Alon.
Again, I say that this whole discussion is stating that, the turn we're taking right now is how can we put George back on the board. I'm saying he should never have been removed in the first place. And that this argument of whether we're suspending rules of this and that and the other doesn't even apply. He's on the board because he followed the rules in stating that he would not be here, and then we've changed the rules. This would be recognized in any court of law that if you change the rules after he's made the testimony, his testimony should count.
I'd like for you to make your decision based on the facts. Not what you think or not what you feel. And the facts are that Mr. Ryder was here, present. He even made that, if you listen to him carefully, he was here and aware of that rule. It is true that he stated he asked for to be excused without officially asking to be excused, but he was aware that the rule was in effect. It wasn't something that after the meeting, it was created. That is not how that happened.
He had not asked before that rule was made?
He was here at the same meeting that rule passed.
Yes.
And he asked for...
Did you not understand that?
The rule.
Yes, but...
Okay.
But...
The rule states written email.
You're going to go...
Yes, but that's when the rule takes effect, yeah, when it says written email. But prior to that...
Sending email was before the practice before.
Okay, for the record.
All right.
For the record, I kind of knew this was right, but you need to go to the record sometime. Malfeasance means something very close to diabolical and is a lot stronger than naughty or mischievous. It's malicious. It's harmful. It's doing evil. So you misuse the word. You're certainly not accusing you of being malfeasant. Yes, sir.
Okay, the chair...
Call somebody you haven't called on.
You're right.
The chair eloquently read...
I acknowledge you.
...how to replace delegates. So, my motivation for this motion to replace the open spot with George Ryder, a qualified candidate, totally meets all of those qualifications. Can I get a second from anybody?
I'm sorry, is he a second? We are accepting that he's out of the board?
Ms. Williams?
That's what that means?
Hold on. Ms. Williams.
Motion and a second. First.
Okay. My understanding is that he can come back in a month. Okay. You've got my vote.
You two already.
I'll say that right now. Okay. My thing is, you were here.
Let's do the process,
if anybody told me, these rules are incredibly lenient, because I've been a member of groups where just two consecutive meetings get you tossed off for being if you've been absent. Okay? And if somebody, if the rules say, oh, okay, I'm coming for the summer. Oh, well, great, you're fine. Okay, and then the rules change, and I see the rules change before my flight takes off. And they say, oh, no, everything's fine. I would just assume that they were setting me the fuck up. Okay? I would never believe it. No. I'm saying that no way would I would just resign, because in no organization have I ever seen where you get to miss meetings.
She knows.
Get to miss meetings 2-3 months in a row, and you still have your seat. I've just never seen it. I'm not saying that it does not exist.
You guys are
going to
deal with the motion?
She had the motion.
No. He's a strong candidate. Everybody supports the work that George has been doing over the years. But every organization needs members who are there in present meetings. Now, I do understand from Susan that you've been participating in the conference calls in your absence at the PNB level. And I think we're all eager to restore you to that.
Chapter.
Yes, I would like to speak. The reason for making rules is obvious that there have been people who have not attended
There have been people who got elected that didn't bother. It is important for people to attend. I am not saying it isn't. I think that George is well aware of the importance of paying attention. I doubt seriously if there's anybody in this room who pays as much attention to Pacifica as George Ryder. George chairs a couple of committees. If you put him off, if he is no longer a member of the LSB, he is no longer a member of the PNB. If he's no longer a member of the PNB, there is no chair for the Governance Committee. There is no chair for the plan to revitalize the business model for Pacifica. He can't be on the chair, and the chair if he's not on the board.
Yes.
No, he can't.
Yes. Why not?
No,
that
he
is,
can't.
That is not true.
Why not? Well, let her answer.
Show me in the book where it says he can be on the PNB without being on the LSB.
He can be a representative of this body.
We have members who are part of PNB committees that are not PNB members.
I'm not on the LSB, and I won't be on the PNB, and I won't be the chair of the Governance Committee.
Thank you.
Why couldn't we not be the chair?
Because I will not be on the LSB, and you must at least be an LSB member.
No,
be on the chair. Unless
that
you
is not true.
Unless you
what? Unless you what?
Right.
Unless you what?
George,
unless you what? You almost.
Unless you pass this motion and I am put back on.
No.
Show
me where the bylaw said that you be the chair of any committee you need.
You don't have to be the chair of the committee. You must at least be.
Point of order. Can we deal with the motion?
Absolutely, always.
Can we just
to be a member of the committee? You must be either the PNB or the LSB, and to be the chair, you must be a member of the committee. It's that simple. So in any case, I really would like to get back to work. I really would like, if you all want me on this board. And I suspect the majority of you do. I would like you to just pass this. There's no real reason not to. The board has the capacity to.
Just read it.
Your principle about the rules have been followed. I've been thrown off the board for not whatever it is I didn't do.
Because of NRC.
You can put me back on. It's that simple. And I would like you to. I don't want to have all this confusion. I don't want to have all this. Actually, you say it's not malfeasance, but it is actually.
It is. I
do feel it personally that somehow or another that I'm being thrown off the board because of, you know, these rules are intended for people who aren't really. You know,
but it's not consistent with the definition of malfeasance.
I want you to know that I feel it that way, and other people will see it that way. I would appreciate if you would. Follow what Jim just said and put you back.
Well, how do you think other people have been feeling when we've made these rules and we've actually we've enforced them? Not this one, but other rules. So how do you think they feel? Including like this member want to refer to Eddie Garcia as if someone's got a vendetta
for Eddie Garcia, and I thought it was stupid when it was done, if you want to know.
Well, very good. So I just want to address this little throw out about it's about Eddie Garcia, it isn't. But the president was set with Eddie Garcia.
In any case, what's in front of you is Jim Crafty's motion, and I would like you to do that.
Well, as I stated,
out of respect for me, and so I can get on with my work.
Well, out of respect for the process, I've offered what I'm going to support, and I'm not changing on that. And whether you consider me a friend after this, it's based on, well, standing on principle is about what I'm talking about. And if you come back in 30 days and we vote you on, that would be proper.
It's about
disrupting the work of the board.
You can continue to work, I believe, for these 30 days.
For the lack of an excuse.
I think you can continue to work.
For the lack of putting it in writing,
yes,
you are disrupting the major work of this board and the major and the CNB.
It's in writing.
Like, exception to the rule.
You want to speak?
It's begging to be exception to the rule.
Call the question, Adriana, so we just vote on it.
I cannot respect that.
Yes.
I don't think it matters to be a
I
question.
Think that this, we should.
I don't
even. Why? If the member is saying.
It's called numbers.
Why we put here, we are voting for George or for the rules? I don't understand. People are trying. I understand the sympathy. I understand why people
me
like
too.
George. But personally, I'm still thinking the same. Why somebody is above the rules? We spend all this time discussing that he's not on the board. Oh, he is on the board. He's not on the board. But now we want. Oh, go! We vote. We don't have it on the board. We vote again for him. Come on!
So vote against the motion.
Is it a joke?
Vote against the motion.
Is it a joke?
vote against the motion.
I mean, why you make rules that somebody can jump over that? They make
point
us stay
order, like
two hours. 2 hours.
I'd like to overrule the chair's inability
without accepting it.
To move on
make
the motion.
Him accept that he's out of the board.
I'm sorry. I don't know how to say it. But we
need to ask for the floor. One that they give you the floor, you can talk.
Let's vote on the motion and get it done with so we can move forward to Nancy's important agenda items.
Ladies and gentlemen, we spent a totality of this meeting on whether or not we are going to invoke a rule that was duly voted on by this body, and it has been stated over and over, and so I am. Out of my better thought, my better mind, this matter as it was with the last time we had to deal with this was not debated. This has been debated for almost 2 hours. That's improper. Now, my hand is forced, and I think I appreciate your parliamentary maneuvering to get it forced. But nevertheless, I will ask you to prepare to vote your conscience.
If we're going to vote, could somebody please give me a clear wording of what I can write in the minutes? In case someone here knows how to write.
The motion on the floor.
This is
out of order.
Is to vote to install George Reicher into the open LSB position.
The open LSB position.
May as well not have any rules.
Simple.
That's it. Okay. All right. The motion is to vote to install George Reicher into the open LSB position.
Elections. This is the insult to elections.
We can vote without elections, right?
Yes.
Listen.
Insult to elections.
You called for a vote.
Insult
Let's
the
vote.
Pacifican
Y'all
stance.
No.
You went for two hours.
Trying to
revolting. Nevertheless, we will vote. So I just want us to gather ourselves. Okay. And we can try to set this example out to the Pacifica Foundation and see whether or not it is in order. But nevertheless, you heard the motion.
Sir?
You've heard the motion. Will you restate it?
To vote to install George Reicher in the open LSB position.
Those of you in favor, raise your hands.
Nancy, be more comfortable. We can do a roll call.
Mr. Chair.
For the record.
We're going to have a roll call now?
Objection. You call an objection? Okay, let me hear the objection, please.
It's too late. We've already.
It's okay.
It's too late. It's too late because of you.
That's not helpful.
Well, none of this
no,
is
nothing
helpful.
Is
really.
Healthy. It's not healthy
when you
to
think
be
about
in front
it.
Of a room.
None of
point
is helpful.
Point of order, Mr. Chair, could she just...
She has order. The floor, so there's no need for point of order. All we need to do is be quiet and let her speak. All right.
I mean, this is really, really showing what is a... We are laughing at our own rules. We have this problem, and that's why after so many years, we come up with a rule. And the first thing that we are doing is going over this rule. That is the first thing that we are doing. Why do we think that we have the right not to go to an election and accept a person because we say, oh, he was so good. I agree, he was so good. That's why in the elections, vote for that good person. But when the elections come, not before, No suspending the rules, no going over whatever rules. We spent 2 hours discussing that he wasn't out of the board. Now we rush to put a motion to put him back. Is he out or is he in or out the board? He's out. If he's out, we need to follow the procedure.
Which is 30-day notice.
Next meeting, we will have an election, and people will be allowed, everybody that wants to compete for that seat, need to have the option. It's not that, you know, it's entitlement. This is a problem. Entitlement. And we are allowing that to happen. People are over the rules. Entitlement is not enough to go over the rules. And I really ask all of you to think what you are voting on.
Obviously.
It's not a rule for that.
All right. Those of you in favor of the motion, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Those of you who oppose, 2, 3. Let the record reflect the chair voted.
Now you voted 5 against?
Yes.
5. The vote passes 10-4, 5 against.
That last was 5? I thought 6.
Did you count the vote of someone that has left the meeting?
I didn't. Thank you for making that point. Let me read into the record. My vote for anything from now to end this issue is no, to vote the rules and procedure. No exceptions. Susie Moreno.
So that has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, it has to do with a no vote on this issue.
Would you take a hand count on that? I think you missed it.
It has nothing to do with the vote on the
7 votes.
She left her vote.
And please, for the record, can you put Jim Krafka voted for it?
It wasn't a roll call vote.
He said, put it on the record, put that he was against it. I want to be on there for it. Okay. Don't be prejudicial, Mr. Secretary.
It's not prejudicial. The fact that normally the chair does not vote, so I made an exception to ask him.
Mr. Chair, yes. Can I ask for a roll call vote? Have anybody have any problem with a roll call vote?
None.
Okay, Mr. Chair, can we make a roll call vote?
Roll call vote has been ordered.
Orders of the day.
Roll call vote has been ordered. There be no orders of the day. Roll call vote. Roll call vote has been made. Therefore, we will have a roll call.
Point of order, Mr.
Yes,
Chair.
Sir.
We already took the vote.
We did.
Yeah.
No, there's a question to the vote.
It really is.
There's a question to the vote. I object to the counting of that vote. I want it done again.
Mr. Chair, well, you need to rule, Mr. Over. Chair.
I'm sorry, you don't get to do that. When a vote is made, a vote is made. It's too late to call for a roll call.
Will it be so difficult for everybody to state their vote openly? So,
please put on the record, George Ryder is against a roll call vote.
You either believe in the rules or you don't. You spent this whole meeting.
Well, obviously y'all don't. You just voted against the rules.
Robert's rules is once you take a vote, that's the end. You can't take another vote.
You can't reconsider the vote. You just stated that just 10 minutes ago. How do you jump back and forth from one group to the other?
You can reconsider the vote if you want to. That is, if someone who voted with the side wants
Well, if someone who wants a roll call would make a motion to reconsider, they could do that right now.
They could do that. That's true. Jim can move a motion to reconsider the whole vote.
And all the votes would leave.
And then you have to vote on the motion to reconsider. And if that passed, you could then vote on the main motion again. But that's what procedure would be.
Showing
the procedure is not to take another vote after you just take a vote.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, there's not a motion on the floor. Can we move orders of the day?
Thank you. I move that we approve Nancy's items 2, 3.
No, we didn't.
We never got to that. So we move her to C1, like we were talking about. Do I have a second?
Second to what?
Okay, which items?
We're moving Nancy's items up to now.
No, you cannot.
Wait, what are you
talking about? The
minutes after
the time. I just made a motion to move it.
Oh, come on.
It would not be proper.
Why?
Because at the time we make changes to motions, it's called agenda. Now, having moved from that point,
did we ever pass the agenda?
No, I don't think we ever.
We didn't have to. After 30 minutes, it is an agenda. We spent the time on it, but it is an agenda after 30 minutes of this meeting, and we will go forward with it. With the minutes.
Did I have the minutes ready for this meeting?
Okay.
No.
My bad.
That's okay. We're all busy. Nevertheless, no one wanted to bring up any changes to any previous agendas that we made, right? Okay. Now, item 1.
No.
E.
I thought you were ahead. Mm-hmm.
Proposed motion.
The motion about the on-air development committee outreach passed this, and it was passed without objection.
You mean the other people?
Yeah.
Mr. Chair,
I challenge that. I object. It was not a quorum of a quorum. It was only 3 members. It was only actually you and Bill. Venetia was new. Hank was new. They had no voting rights. I had to get off early. So 2 people voting on this is not a quorum of a quorum.
But I'm
and also, my motion was not having a town hall meeting on the HD3 channel or HD2. My motion was on the analog, so everybody could hear it.
Okay, your agenda is on here.
No. If you read the minutes of the outreach committee, you'll understand. She wanted to put it, and Bill wanted to put it on the HD because nobody listens to it.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, when you're ready.
The agenda says on air.
Mr. Chair, I must admit, I'm trying really hard to get the outreach committee started. Okay. There was an attempt earlier in the year, and I'm calling upon everyone to get on this committee. Haven't had very many takers. We had a telephone conference, and a motion was made, and Nancy, in the discussion, Nancy wanted
the town hall meeting
on the analog, but we did not pass it that way. When it was read again, I did not read it that we passed that it would have to be on analog, and I purposely left it. I didn't want to micromanage the situation, and Hank agreed that he would talk to Ernesto about trying to get a town hall meeting going. I think the important thing is just to have a town hall meeting, and I think it's a brilliant idea that we have it on the radio, so people don't have to drive 30 miles to get to it, for example. So I would like us to pass and give it a shot that we can have a town hall meeting on air or HD, whatever our program director will approve, so we can get it done.
I got to get you on the stack. I've got Ms. Casanova, and then Mr. Ryder, and then Ms. Sarabai Nahatomi.
I really appreciate all the effort that Chris Allen is doing to try to do this, but I think that we have a little confusion here. I agree that it would be really a wonderful thing to put some kind of approach to reaching members and having their opinions, but that was also very clear. We have now September 12th, the next meeting, but our bylaws said to conduct town hall style meeting at least twice a year, devoted to hearing listener views, needs, and concerns. I agree that you can conduct whatever on air they allow you to do, but I think that is not a town hall meeting. A town hall meeting is something different, that you set and you open and you give options to members, to listeners, and people that care about the station to come and discuss the issues. If you put something like that in the HD3, first of all, we have practically no audience, and I agree, I mean, it's better than nothing, but it's not a town hall meeting. My only concern is that it's not a town hall meeting, because something like that could be totally I don't want to sound that bad, but I cannot handle very well, manage in a way that is limit the participation of people and what and who is talking and who make statements or not. The town hall meeting is something open where the LSB just listen to what people have to say without conducting them, without telling them what to do, without opening the floor or not, like happened, you know, on air. How will we manage that? People cannot have the funds to have a regular, you know, in fundraise, we don't have enough calls. How that will be managed?
Okay, Mr. Chair, when put me on the stand.
Writer.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why you can't take one of the town hall meetings that we've had with some microphones around the room and put it on the air.
No, but that's not what they say.
Well, I put it. I don't hear anything in what she said that's different from that. Well, here is a town hall meeting, so maybe it is, but that isn't what I hear. I must say that the town hall meetings that we've done have really been mostly a waste of time. Very few people show up. They're mostly people who are already heavily involved anyway, and they mostly come up to grind their own axe. I would like to suggest that we do it differently this time, that we bring in people who have some responsible positions in the organizations who are using our network, who have been using it for years, who are basically have a stake in the welfare of our organization. I'm thinking of things like the Sierra Club, or the ACLU, or Mothers Against Drunk Driving, or any one of the number of organizations whose PSAs we put on the air for free. And we get them in and we talk about how can you support us? How can we support you? How can we work together to accomplish our joint aims? And it be done with people who are responsible to these organizations. So it would be a smaller number of people, but it would reach a larger number of people, and that's my suggestion about how we do this down low meeting.
Okay.
Yes. Put it on the air.
Ms. Barron, tell me.
Yes, as I said, this motion was passed illegally. It cannot be passed. It needs to go back to the outreach for improvement. This is what Teresa has written in the minutes. A PSA is being done for asking for concerns, needs, and issues for governance, fundraising, outreach, and topics. This is not the main spirit of town hall meeting. This is where you let listeners speak. The listeners put input. And to put this on the HD channel, and also that the host would be, Ray Hill, and he's sick, and... who else? I'm trying to find where you're. Yeah, Bradley. No. Ray Hill. I forgot where it was. Or Ray, what's his name? I was going to ask Ernesto. It should be somebody with officer of our board, because this is our organized.
It's 10:01.
Our job. Yeah, our chair or our secretary
this
or our vice chair should be conducting this town hall meeting. So I would like this. Motion to be worked on a little better.
I did not hear an extension for the meeting. The meeting is at 10:01 and it is adjourned.
For the board?
Yes.
It's always been the practice that a vote is taken on whatever's on the floor. I gather that Teresa's motion is on the floor.
No, we're not voting.
I'm sorry.
I will entertain a motion to extend, but as chair, it's 10:01. Therefore, the meeting was just over.
Please give me a response to this.
Well, go ahead and make a motion to extend.
As I understand it, it certainly is the practice on the PNB, and I thought it was the practice on the
SEC. Well, it's not by my experience.
When there was a motion on the floor, you took a vote on it before.
No, you took you. What we practice here is you extend because what the hard time is 10:00. That's why you have an adjourned time, 10:00.
Go ahead.
And besides, one of the advantages of being here, we can't stay here all night because we have to pay an additional $100 per few minutes.
I would simply like a response to my question, let me put it that way. My understanding is that not correct?
I said that it's been my experience that we ask for a motion to extend. If that doesn't occur, Robert Rules say the meeting is over when it's posted. Just like the meeting's supposed to start when it's posted.
Standing rule of P&E for some.
And I again pointed out, I'm willing to accept the motion to extend, but no one would rather just go back and forth about what to proceed. Nobody want to follow rules around here. I'm going home. Period. Nobody want to follow rules around here. Not even the ones that's printed, and including the ones who trained with law.
I'd like to make a closing statement.
You can make all the closing statements you want, but the
closing
chair
is gone. Is next time, please, let's try to get past the roll call for 9:45. Thank you.
Yep, Mr. Crocker, if you limit yourself to just 3 hands up instead of 30, we probably would have another hour and a half. But you don't have a right to be acknowledged when you raise your hand, and I want all y'all to know that. Just because you raise your hand don't mean you have to be acknowledged or called on.
You know, I mentioned this before.